latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with details of the new Championship fixture list that was announced on Wednesday. Newcastle will begin their Championship season with a trip to Fulham. The full fixture list for the upcoming campaign has been confirmed, and it's also been announced that that first game in the second tier for the Magpies will be screened live by Sky Sports on actually the Friday, so the day before everyone else plays. Friday the 5th of August is the early start for Newcastle to start the Championship season when they go to Fulham. Huddersfield will then be the first visitors to St James's Park on Saturday 13th of August, with another home game against Reading to follow in midweek before a trip to face Bristol City. Other highlights then of the campaign, see over Christmas on a Boxing Day with Newcastle taking on Sheffield Wednesday before a home game with Nottingham Forest on December the 1st. The first game in the new year on January the 2nd is a trip to Blackburn Rovers. The end of the campaign sees a game at home to Preston on April the 22nd before an away match at Cardiff on April the 29th, and then scheduled to finish the campaign, Rafa Benitez's side at home to Barnsley on May the 7th. All fixture dates are provisional and subject to change. Elsewhere, news on the transfer front. West Brom are interested in Newcastle's Andros Townsend. He's available for £10.5 million this summer. That's his release clause following relegation. Liverpool were linked with him at the start of the week, but the Reds are not now pursuing the winger, although Crystal Palace and Sunderland have also been mentioned as possible suitors. Newcastle are trying to keep him by offering an improved £55,000 a week salary, but it would be a surprise if he stays with the Magpies in the Championship. Crystal Palace at the moment seem favourites, as a move back to London may appeal for the former Tottenham man. West Brom are also interested in midfielder Moussa Sissoko. However, Arsenal are also in the frame to try and sign him.